News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The owner of Club Q in Colorado Springs is speaking out about the carnage at the nightclub. He says it had been viewed as a safe haven for the LGBTQ community.
Giving people a sense of home, a sense of safeness, a sense of ability to come out, to be themselves.
Audio courtesy of KRDO-TV. The alleged gunman, a 22-year-old man, is facing 5 counts of murder and 5 hate crimes charges for the deaths of 5 people inside the nightclub. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says a plot to shoot up a synagogue has been foiled after messages on Twitter revealed the plot.
Not an idle threat. This was a real threat. After arresting the suspects, law enforcement officers recovered a Glock semi-automatic firearm.
2 men have been arrested. Police say a shooting that left a student dead at the University of New Mexico was plotted out by the victim. They allege Brandon Travis and some friends lured a rival basketball player from New Mexico State onto the campus. But he was armed and he shot back when the 19-year-old Travis allegedly shot at the player. More than 160 people are reported dead after an earthquake hits Indonesia's main island. Significant damage reported. Black Friday's just days away. Are you worried about your gifts getting there on time?
The big shipping companies feel pretty good about this holiday season. The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS confident now after struggling under the holiday crush for 2 years. FedEx just told the AP, "We're confident and ready." UPS is hiring about 100,000 seasonal workers to get over the holiday hump.
In another holiday tradition, President Biden today pardoned 2 turkeys at the White House named Chocolate and Chip. This is AP News. President Biden cheered on the U.S. team before their World Cup match in Qatar with a called-in pep talk.
POTUS, that's where it's coming from, Coach Greg Berhalter said, reading the phone's caller ID, according to excerpts of a video of players listening to the call. Coach, put me in. I'm ready to play, Biden began, echoing John Fogerty's 1985 song Centerfield. Going on, he said, you guys, I know you're the underdog, but I'll tell you what, man, you got some of the best players in the world on your team, and you're representing this country, and I know you're going to play your hearts out, so let's go shock them all. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Recreational pot is on the way in New York. The state's issued the first 36 cannabis dispensary licenses today. These are the first of 175 to be issued. Legal dispensaries are expected to start opening next month. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.